This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday. This at a time when the United States has made it clear it does not want to see India increase its energy imports from Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement on Sunday that, quote, President Biden will continue close consultations on the consequences of Russia's brutal war against Ukraine and mitigating its destabilizing impact on global food supply and commodity markets. Driven by steep discounts following Western sanctions on Russian companies, India has bought at least 13 million barrels of Russian crude oil since Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. Reuters news outlet reports India bought some 16 million barrels for the whole of last year. India has tried to balance its ties with Russia and the West, but unlike other members of the Quad countries, that's the United States, Japan, and Australia, India has not imposed sanctions on Russia. Russian forces pounded targets in eastern Ukraine Sunday with missiles and artillery, as Austria's leader planned to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Washington pledged to give Ukraine the weapons it needs to defend itself against a new Russian offensive. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. is reviewing daily requests from Ukraine and getting Ukraine forces equipment they can use.
But the severity is not...
Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said he would meet with Putin on Monday in Moscow. It will be Putin's first face-to-face meeting with a European Union counterpart since Russia's invasion began February 24th. Nehammer wrote on Twitter that Austria is militarily neutral. This is VOA News. COVID cases are rising across the United States, with nearly half the states reporting an increase. AP Washington correspondent Julie Walker reports.
But the severity is not rising. Dr. Anthony Fauci says an uptick was expected after mitigation policies like mask wearing were lifted.
Each individual is going to have to make their calculation of the amount of risk that they want to take in going to indoor dinners and going to functions.
President Biden, who is vaccinated and doubly boosted, has not been wearing masks all the time. And just days after an event with him, more than a dozen D.C. officials have tested positive for COVID.
Yes, he is mingling there, but we feel that the protocols around the president are sufficient to protect him.
Fauci made his comments on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
China blasted the United States for making groundless accusations about its COVID-19 policy. Groundless accusations are its phrase, after surging cases in Shanghai prompted the American consulate to let some staff leave the megacity during a lockdown. Beijing's zero COVID strategy has come under strain since March, as over 100,000 cases in Shanghai have seen its 25 million inhabitants locked down in phases, inciting complaints of food shortages and clashes with health workers. The U.S. Embassy said Saturday it would permit non-essential employees to leave its consulate in Shanghai due to the case surge. It warned U.S. citizens in China that they may face arbitrary enforcement, that's the embassy's phrase, of virus laws. In response, China's foreign ministry expressed in its words strong dissatisfaction and firm opposition to the United States side's groundless accusations about China's epidemic control policy. Those are the words of a statement issued Saturday on the foreign ministry's website. Shanghai reported a record 24,943 new infections on Sunday. More than 90% of those were classified as asymptomatic. Tunisians on Sunday protested against President Kais Saied, accusing him of imposing one-man rule in the North African country after he dissolved parliament last month. Many members of parliament participated in the protest on Sunday, which took place with a heavy presence of anti-riot police. And recapping our top story this hour, the White House says President Joe Biden will meet virtually with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday, at a time when the United States has made it clear it doesn't want to see India increasing its energy imports from Russia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.